relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
What was happening in the world in 1938? Well, the war in Europe was about to begin. Hitler, in 1938, effected the Anschluss of Austria without a shot being fired. He gobbled up Austria, the German-speaking nation, into the Third Reich. We have the Sudetenland, we have the impending fake invasion from Poland, and then we have World War to begin 20 years, a generation from the Great War, the war to end all wars. Whilst World War II would lead to the death of 60 million people, most of them civilians, would lead to the murder of at least 6 million Jews in Hitler's death camps and gas chambers, it took America a while to get engaged. There was a strong isolationist streak. We were, of course, thousands and thousands of miles away. So we had to be convinced by our president that this was the right thing to do, that the fascism of the Third Reich was kith and kin to the imperialism of Japan. And when, of course, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, the debate was over. We engaged and we became the most powerful nation the world has ever seen. And eventually, Hitler and his allies would be crushed. But before we joined World War II, hi, this is Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I always forget to do that. This is Salem Radio, and you're listening to me, Sebastian Gorka. In 1938, something happened here that was significant, at least in a cultural sense. In April, a comic book, Action Comics Issue 1, was published with a cover date of June. That's what comics do. And it had a story about a strange alien. Not like me, not a legal alien from another country, but one from another planet, from Krypton. Kal-El. A child who arrived here after his parent planet was blown up. A man whose body chemistry, whose molecular structure meant that he would be faster, stronger, more powerful than any living thing on the planet. And he was introduced in Action Comics issue number 1 as Superman. Now, on the face of it, he's kind of, what is it, a Mary Sue? A character who's hard to love. Why? Because he's perfect! There's no weaknesses there. There's no frailties. There's no second guessing. There's no Achilles heel apart from Kryptonite, the rock, okay, that would be invented later. But internally, in his psyche, in his physique, he can run faster than a speeding train, bound over tall buildings, catch speeding bullets. So what was there to like about this man who became, I think it's fair to say, the most popular fictional character of Western culture outside of maybe, who, Sherlock Holmes? I think it's fair to say that there are three, maybe three fictional characters that have captured the hearts of billions of people across the globe. First, Sherlock Holmes. Second, Superman. And from the land of my birth, a certain naval commander with the code name 007. Are there characters more famous than that in fiction? Sherlock Holmes, Superman, Jimmy Bond? I don't think so. So what was it? Everybody knows why Sherlock Holmes is impressive. That mind, the things he can divine in a moment of just paying attention. Ah, yes, you served in Afghanistan, you're injured in your left knee, and you were recently widowed. I mean, just these things he picks up in first meeting someone. And of course, James Bond, I mean, why is James Bond popular? Because every man wants to be him. The gallivanting playboy, the killer, hard as nails, who beds the beautiful women. But what's attractive about, how can you relate to, you can't, how can you relate to somebody who came from another planet that was blown up? It's hard, isn't it? He's perfect. How do you relate to perfect people? In America, you relate to Superman. Why? It's easy, really, if you think about it. What is he wearing? He's not like Batman, who's scary, who takes on the animal guise of one of the most creepy mammals out there, the bat. Ooh, flying mice. Not very sexy, right? Hides in the dark, uses the shadows to intimidate the criminals. Superman stands there on the top of the building, arms akimbo. In what colors? Red and blue. Why? Because we related to him. Because he is America. He may be an illegal alien, but he is America in his values. And that became a tagline. Truth. The American way. That's what's associated with him. More than any other superhero. He is America. Captain America's trying, but nah, not so much. It's Superman. That's why kids have loved him. Adults have loved. When I saw Superman, I was, what, 8 years old, and I saw Christopher Reeve. You believed a man could fly. And I wanted to be an American. And now I am. But they've killed it. They killed James Bond in the new movie. Sorry, guys, spoilers. I've seen it. It's crap. Don't waste your time. They killed James Bond. Dead. Gone. Because, I guess what? He was too sexy? Too toxic in his masculinity? Gone! Now they've done it with the Superman franchise. I posted this yesterday. Turned my Instagram on fire. The image of Superman in a homosexual kiss. Because DC Comics, I guess they don't want to sell comics. And now the new Superman, the son of Kal-El, is going to come out as gay. Or as Jeff pointed out, I guess he's bi, right? Whatever, who cares? But here's the bottom line. This is beautiful. Hope Media Matters is writing this one up. Hey, Zaki Poo, are you typing? How many homosexuals, how many gay people are there in society? 1%, 1.5%. Let's be generous. Let's double it. 3%! 3% of America are gay. And the gay people I know, they don't rub it in your face. It's just a thing they do. It's private. It's not an agenda they gotta ram in your face. Say, look, this is me. It's the radical fraction of that 2%. The loud screamers. The identity politics harridans. So why are you trying to placate a fraction of 2%? It's dumb business sense, really. It means you're weak. It's not courageous to have a gay Superman. It's the opposite. You're a panderer. R.I.P. Commander Bond. R.I.P. Kal-El. Rest in peace, Superman.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I see we've triggered the libs. They can't stand it that I think having a gay Superman isn't the best business move. I guess they understand much better because they did so well with the wokeification of Star Wars, didn't they? And I dread the next Indiana movie. Oh my gosh, Indiana Jones. We shall see. But let's listen to the logic behind what they're doing. This is Superman writer Tom Taylor on CNN. He's so excited about wokeifying the most famous superhero. Cut 10.
A new Superman. If you're going to make a new Superman, what should that look like? And it struck me as it would be a real opportunity lost if we had another, if we had Clark Kent replaced by another straight white savior. So here was an opportunity to create a Superman who could represent a whole new group of people. And I think that was one that we had to leap on.
And we'll be addressing modern day issues like?
Like the climate crisis, like refugees. John in the last issue has just been arrested attending a protest trying to stop the refoulement of asylum seekers.
Yeah, who needs a white heterosexual superhero? I mean, that's not really what Western civilization needs. And we've got to fight. The next supervillain's going to be what, the weather? I'm a little confused. Let's ask somebody who actually has her head screwed on properly. I'm so delighted that I had her on my show, I don't know, maybe 4 months ago, 5 months ago. And then since then, it's just been a meteoric rise. You're welcome. Her name is Morgan Zegers. She is the founder of Young Americans Against Socialism, and she does a mean line in handmade wooden American flags. I think I've got three of them already. Morgan, welcome back to America First.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the shout-out of the flags and for getting them yourself. We really appreciate it. And as we can see with the Superman stuff, we're going through a cultural revolution here in America. So having things like our American flag broadcasted in the home is just so important at this point. It's crazy.
Eric, show her that the pride of place, the empty chair for our in-studio guests. Can you switch to that camera? Can you do that while you are? Look at that flag. What a beautiful Second Amendment celebration. Somewhere on the back, it's actually signed by Morgan. It's only one of them that we have pride of place. Okay, Morgan, I opened this show. The libs went crazy. For me, let me run this past you. Maybe I'm just an old guy who doesn't get it. You're the young generation. For me, Superman on paper shouldn't be really very popular because he's perfect. And perfect characters, Mary Sue's, not very interesting. But he was the most successful, iconic fictional character in that universe. Why? Because he actually embodied America for everyone, whatever skin color, whatever sexual preference. Your response to the show the image, Eric, what they have done with Superman at DC Comics?
I mean, this is disappointing, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's not shocking at all. This is the natural progression of what it looks like for leftist regress to happen in a country. I often compare what's happening now to what happened in Cultural Revolution during the Mao's revolution in China. It's this communist removal of any old customs, any old heritage. And so even in the last year, not just with Superman, but we saw them attacking our monuments, our flag. I saw an article this year talking about apple pie being racist, and so we need to cancel that. And I have a home in San Antonio, Texas, right by the Alamo. The Texas leftists were trying to remove teaching about the Alamo because it was white settlers on Mexican land. And so I see these little attacks as things as small as Superman. That is an American greatness. American greatness exemplified into a cartoon figure for young kids to look up to. And what they have these days is not only the removal of American heritage, but things that we celebrate, things that we unify around, and things that inspire us to achieve greatness. That's just not allowed these days.
Yeah, yeah. Follow this lady at Morgan Zegers, Z-E-G-E-R-S, and also fightsocialism.org. Tell us, how is it going on the front lines? How is it, you told this fascinating story of how you began your organization in a college dorm. Your fellow student had a poster of Mao, and she was avowedly, she called herself a communist, and that's when you realized how serious the state of play is in America. How is it on the front lines? Are you winning people over? And if so, I'm curious, what are the most effective arguments?
Oh boy, well, I'm sure you've heard this before, but a lot of the times when we hear the crazy numbers of how many young people support socialism, we either hear the first reaction, which is to say, well, let's just ship them off to Venezuela, then they can really learn. Or we hear something about how they're just so ungrateful and they can't realize how luxurious we live here in America. And so if you look at it from that perspective, I would agree that before COVID, we have never experienced in our lifetime a situation of socialism. And if you look at it from a broader sense, we need to talk about a situation of force versus choice, because now post-COVID and, you know, we're in this fake extended era of what this pandemic is, we are in a situation of force, not choice. And that's the first time young Americans have ever experienced that. And so on the front lines, I'm telling you, if you've seen these F Joe Biden chants at the sports games, these are non-political students that are getting interested into politics, that are starting to pay attention because they are now in a situation of living under force and being told what to do. They've never had that before. And so I hope that it's up to us, first of all, this is the important thing. It's important for everyone out there that is aware of the situation to make sure young people connect the dots between what is happening to us and what is authoritarianism, what is communism, what is socialism, and the fact that this all started from a communist regime in China that suppressed the truth about this pandemic. And now we are experiencing that same authoritarianism, that same communism here in America. And so we need to make sure that they connect the dots, because they have the thoughts in their head. They aren't liking this, but they do not have the basics in history and economics and policy that was lost during our public school education. That's what's the problem.
Yeah, we have taken those chants from across the stadia, and we've actually made a T-shirt. You know, we got to keep it in the FCC regulations, so it's the Let's Go Brandon T-shirt, okay? So if you want to send a message, it's a little bit more polite. It's the Let's Go Brandon T-shirt. Get yours today, sebgorkastore.com. Morgan, okay, so some kind of ice has been broken. The kids are waking up and they're saying this, whether it's at a concert, whether it's at NASCAR, they're saying, I don't like this. I don't like being told what I have to do. But you're right. That's just a knee jerk. That's not an informed understanding or rejection based upon historic analysis or the 40 countries that have tried socialism and all failed. So what happens then? Give us some tools, because you've got 3 million people listening to you right now who maybe somebody around them has woken up and said, I don't like this. This is wrong. If that's the case, what's phase two? You can't sit them down and give them a 6-month grad course on the history of socialism or von Mises and Hayek and everything else. So where do you begin in your work?
So I first start with understanding who we're talking to. Okay, so if you read The Art of War, Sun Tzu, he says, if you don't understand your enemy, your opponent, then you're never going to win. You might think you're winning, you might feel like you're doing something good, but in reality, you're having no true impact. And so when I talk, and when I'm talking about positive change in our movement, before we talk about what we're saying to young people, we have to understand who we're dealing with. So understanding the difference between these radical leftist groups that actually want to seize the means of production, and then understanding they are different from the confused, naive, lied to young people that have no basis of history and economics in their mind because our public schools failed them, is incredibly important. They are potential allies. They are people that deserve to be on our side. They deserve the truth, and they're being lied to and manipulated, used as useful idiots, the way the radicals of the history of the 20th century were doing the same thing in their own revolutions. We need to win those people over that are in my generation and are experiencing authoritarianism, and they're shocked by it. They're confused. So I usually start by discussing how Americans for centuries have been on a same platform of capitalism, economic independence, which it really is, and classical liberalism. And together, we bicker it out as Republicans and Democrats, but usually it's just that. It's that bicker, it's that debate, and then we move forward with solutions. For some reason, though, this rise of authoritarianism, totalitarianism, and socialism, which are the three components of communism, are on the rise, and they want to destroy it all. And that is the most effective solution in terms of argument, debate with young people that I have experienced so far. I try it on campuses all the time, and it is the moneymaker.
And the other thing that is the moneymaker, quite literally, because that's how she funded her studies, is making those beautiful handmade wooden flags. Where can our listeners check those out, Morgan?
Thank you so much. If you go to zegersfreedomflags.shop, you can get a flag made by me and my dad and my mom. We work together. It's how I paid off my student loans when I was first a student. I taught myself. I carved all 50 stars, and now we have a whole workshop. And so we would just greatly appreciate every Patriot's support, especially around the holiday season. Thank you so, so much, Dr. Burka.
Look at that. As if by magic, the elves made that URL appear. Thank you, Eric the Elf. zegersfreedomflags.shop. She says it, and it magically appears. Guys, they're really superb. Check them out. Also, her Instagram videos, especially the roller skating one. Hilarious. We'll be back with more here on America First.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know who else is great? Jennifer Horn and Kurt Schlichter. I should have done this earlier, but what a crazy, crazy day. Thank you for covering while I was in the North Country. Jennifer Horn on Friday, yesterday, Kurt Schlichter. I think Kurt had a little bit too much fun hosting the show. We'll have to watch Colonel K, but thank you guys for doing what you do. I have to tee up. This was sent to me yesterday. Mr. G and myself received this video from the man who made it, and it is from Berkeley, the home of free speech, where a very intrepid individual who we like a lot took a video camera and a microphone, and he asked student after student the following question. Would you support with your money the Taliban? Because the Taliban hates America. They've got $83 billion worth of American equipment after Kabul was surrendered by Biden, and they need to pay for the training so they can do another 9/11. Okay, so that's the setup. Will you give money to the Taliban because America needs to be put on its knees? Here are some of the responses. Play cut.
We got to fight back.
I know.
You know, and America's destroying the world, and we want to secure it for a strike against the American homeland.
I understand.
So we want to be able to create a bulwark against America in Afghanistan to fund and help its enemies around the world strike back against American interests, both abroad and in the homeland.
Okay, that sounds great.
I don't even know much about American imperialism. Oh. Do you know how damaging the U.S. is?
Definitely.
appreciate what you're doing here.
Create a safe haven for America's enemies, as a safe haven for people who want to strike against American interests around the world. We want to strike the U.S., yep, both abroad and in the homeland, to teach them a lesson. Life means nothing to them.
Yeah.
And America needs to be brought to heel.
Very true. What you're talking about is really important, and I agree with you fully. And
it's time to make them feel the pain. You know what I'm saying?
I would work for you.
That is really generous. They need to finally pay the price, and we want to exact that toll. Basically, we want to create a safe space for enemies of the United States. You know what I'm saying? 9/11 was a lesson, but this is easy. They didn't learn their lesson from 9/11. We want to do that again like we did it in 2001.
$5?
Five?
Okay, that would be great.
Five? Yeah.
Five is great. That would, if you could do that, it'd be great.
Sure, I'll do this.
Yeah, five.
Like 10? I don't know, maybe $10? $10?
$50.
$50?
$50. The man with the camera, well, actually, somebody else was holding it surreptitiously for him, hiding under a tree, I think, is Armie Horowitz. He calls himself a gonzo journalist. I call him a guerrilla journalist. Follow him right now, armiehorowitz.com. Armie, welcome back to America First.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I asked you this in the break. I'm going to ask in front of our millions of listeners. Did you expect the responses to be that bad, that American kids are giving you money that you are telling them you're going to use to fund the Taliban to strike America with another 9/11? Did you expect it to be that bad?
So when I'm sitting in my house drinking scotch and trying to come up with an outrageous precept to video, I oftentimes will think to myself, I've gone too far, right? There's no way. There's no way that this could happen. There's no way that American students, university students in a major American university, would give me money to kill Americans. But then again, there's something in the gnawing in the bottom of me that says, dude, you were giving these guys too much credit. You got to go do this. So I said, well, let's at least see. And there was, look, if I'm being totally honest, I would say that there was some part of me which felt like they would do it. The vast majority of me said, I don't think they will. I hope they won't. And frankly, I'll be honest, if one person punched me in the face, I would have been really happy. I've been the happiest ever to get punched in the face by somebody. But not only did nobody punch me in the face, just so we're clear, nobody freaked out. Nobody got upset. I only had one person that listened to my pitch and said, I don't want to fund that. One person.
One.
Out of all the
one.
People I stopped.
Wow. So let me just be clear here. Let me talk about what you actually did in national security and legal terms. If you were the Taliban and if you had taken that money and given it to the Taliban for terrorist attacks,
I'll go to jail.
No, every single person who gave you the money would be correct. Committing what is called material support to terrorism. That is a felony, okay, prove my point here. A transit cop in D.C. about 6 years ago gave $500 to somebody he thought was going to give it to ISIS. It was actually an FBI asset. That cop, who is pro-jihad, is now sitting in a supermax prison for material support to terrorism for giving $500 to somebody he thought was ISIS. That's the reality, Armie, of what you just documented. If you were really a terrorist, Armie, every single one of those kids was committing a felony offense of material support to terrorism.
Look, it's rare that I come on your program and tell people you got to watch this video to believe it, but you people out there, you got to watch this video to believe it. We're not even doing it justice, to be honest. It is so shocking. It is so damning. Words can't properly convey what actually happened. It was so insane that, okay, when I hire crew, right? Generally, I have to give a fake name because they won't work with me. And And most of the time, nine times out of ten, they are left of center, if not leftist. These are the people in this business.
Well, what's the name you do give yourself, Mohammed Durk Jihad? What is the name you give?
Yeah, I can't say, but it's not Ami Horowitz. Let's put it that way. And so this guy was, you know, a guy on the left, and we started shooting it, and he texted me maybe 15, 20 minutes in, and he said, can you stop if we huddle around the corner to discuss something? I said, sure. He goes, I don't know what's happening. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I don't understand what I'm seeing. I said, what do you think you're seeing? He says, it looks like people are giving you money to kill Americans. I go, yeah, my friend, that is what the left has come to. You have to understand something. When you feel that you are virtuous, there is no end. There's no end game to what you're willing to do.
So I didn't know you don't have your own, you know, vetted team. So I'm curious. We're out of time in this segment. You're going to stay over for another one. But I have to know, did he stay with you when he realized? Was he shocked and then he just kept filming?
No, he kept filming. He was very interested in how this was going to play out.
Wow. Incredible. Guys, you've got to see it. American students giving somebody who they think is going to give the money to the Taliban for the next 9/11 cash to kill Americans. That's what they've done to our children. One man is standing in the breach, documenting it all. Filmmaker extraordinaire. Follow him, armyhorowitz.com, Army Horowitz on Twitter. Yeah, we're trying to do it justice here, but it's hard to do. Watch the full video. Back with Army here on America First after these messages. Don't touch that dial.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Welcome back, dear friends. If you haven't checked it out already, go to our store. We are adding new products every single day. That's what it feels like. The latest, of course, is the T-shirt that is a decent, cleaned-up version of a certain phrase. It's Let's Go Brandon! Yes, the Let's Go Brandon America First T-shirt, available only at sebgorkastore.com. But we've got everything else. We've got the presidential T-shirt for when he came on this show from his rally. If you're woke, you're a loser. That's the one that sells the best. Get yours, sebgorkastore.com. But the mugs, the Tervis tumblers, the hats, the hoodies. Oh, I love that. I'm a MAGA man mug. For the man in your life or the girl in your life, I'm a MAGA gal. No transgender here. Man or woman. That's it. Or the Stay Frosty mug. Go to sebgorkastore.com. The hoodie with the stars and stripes in the hood. You name it, everything. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A store.com, sebgorkastore.com. We are back with Army Horowitz. See the whole video of him in Berkeley with American students giving a man they think is funding the Taliban money for the next 9/11. Army, we don't rehearse any of this. I don't tell you what I'm going to ask you. This is the question I don't think I've ever asked you, and I think it's the most important one. Nobody's doing what you're doing. I mean, you know, Jesse Waters, Waters World is fun, it's amusing, but your videos are shocking. Why are you doing what you're doing? What's the genesis of it all? Will you share that story?
Yeah, sure. You know, so my background was as an investment banker. That's what I did for most of my career. And one day, it was a Saturday night, and I was watching the Michael Moore film Bowling for Columbine. And I started drifting off thinking about the United Nations and how horrific they are and damaging they are and why isn't anybody up in arms about it. And I looked over at the screen at the Michael Moore documentary. I thought, what an engaging, interesting, way to convey an idea. This idea of a smart, dark documentary. Now he may be totally wrong. He's a big fat pig, but hey, you know what? Still, it's a really interesting way of conveying a perspective. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do that. I literally quit my job. That was Saturday night. I quit my job on Monday, started raising money, made a movie called You and Me, which was, thank God, successful enough where it kind of opened a lot of doors for me. I decided I didn't want to do any more. I didn't want to spend another 7 years on one topic and spend millions of dollars on it. So I said, you know, just social media was really taken off at that point, and you can kind of create your own platform. And that's what I did. I just started doing these one-off videos, and they just kind of became super successful, and they kind of blew up to the point where now we're across all platforms. We're probably 4 to 4.5 million views per video.
And soon a show, right? Soon you're going to have your own show called Triggered.
Yeah, yeah, we are in the process of that as well. I'm really excited about that. I'm sure this will be one of the first places I'll come to talk about it once we're ready to go.
Can't wait. What's it going to take for us to get serious as conservatives? Because we've got one Army Horowitz out there. We've got our conservative websites. We've got talk radio. But in terms of taking back the culture and making it pro-American, we need a lot more, don't we, Army?
We do. We absolutely do, because culture really is upstream from politics. That's where kind of where just, you know, this is where it begins. We inculcate our kids with this nonsense, and they buy into it culturally, and it does ultimately affect their politics. Look, there's a reason why The Daily Show has been for years the number one show for kids under 25, where they get their news from, okay? A fake news show. That's why I'm being triggered, because John Oliver's show is so successful at changing hearts and minds. We have to get better at it. We're not that good at it. And we've got to get better. We've got to get serious. And like when we decided to take over talk radio in the 80s and in the 90s, and how much that affected the politics, and the Democrats and the left was left out of it, we're losing out on the new great medium, and we need to fight in that playing field.
Can people support you at your website?
I love that you asked that. Yes, they can. They can either go to AmiHorowitz.com to make a donation and see more of these videos, or they can go at Ami.locals.com. There's another platform which I have, which they can engage with me and they can donate. That's how I make this stuff. You know, I got to make this stuff hand to mouth, and that's what we do, and we've been, thank God, successful.
I love this guy's work. He's a real trooper. He's a truth teller. He's also a brave man. Ami.locals.com for his private little subscription service, or just go to his website, Army Horowitz, A-M-I, AmiHorowitz.com. Please support this man, and just first off, watch the video. We're posting the whole YouTube video, the insanity Berkeley thinking they're funding Taliban terrorists. Watch it, top of our Twitter feed. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your calls next here, and an update from Mr. G about Southwest. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans every single day from their pain. People like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? Pain-free. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Come on, liberate yourself. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.